Hello and welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are ready for this week's weekly guitar meeting. And let's kick off this week's weekly guitar meeting with an interview I did with an incredible guitar maker whose guitars are played by some of the world's greatest guitar players, Dennis Toltz. Today, I have the privilege to talk to a guitar luthier whose guitars are being played by many, many big name concert classical guitarists. Welcome, Dennis Toltz.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Nice to have you here. Dennis Toltz is building guitars since...
Ooh, good question. 2011,
actually. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I started learning in 2008 and then started being self-employed in 2011. Yeah.
Okay, and did you study instrument making, or was it like self-learning?
Yeah, no, I went to Newark, that school in the UK, and studied guitar making there. So it's a 2-year course, and afterwards I went to Magnuskirchen.
Okay.
And went through the 4 years there, but I already started my own business while I was still a student.
Again, Magnuskirchen, I hear a lot of very good guitar luthiers who have studied in Magnuskirchen.
Yeah.
You know, there are sometimes like some music universities with a great guitar class.
Yeah.
Everyone who studied in like Cologne with Roberto Osel or Hubert Keppel is a star at the end. And it's the same a bit with Magnuskirchen, where Dennis Toltz also studied. You are building double top guitars?
Yes.
With a Nomex core?
Yes, Nomex.
Okay. Why did you decide to build double top?
Good question. I started obviously with traditional guitars, as most luthiers do, I guess, you know. And I got to try one of Gernot Wagner's guitars.
Oh.
And it was really just, I don't know,
you
it was
were
kind of eye-opening. Yeah, it was like, wow, this guitar can do stuff that other guitars that I tried before couldn't do. And it was sounding really beautifully at the same time. And Gernot was really nice and kind of explained a few things and showed me how to, like, you know, which glue to use and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Then I built the first double top kind of with my own ideas, kind of combining what I did before. And actually since then, which was in late 2012, I've never built a solid top again.
So, okay.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was talking also to Carsten Kops.
Yeah.
And he also said, yeah, in the beginning I was building some... traditional guitars, but once I build a double top, I never build a traditional guitar again.
For me, it was just that I could achieve something with a double top construction that I wasn't able to achieve
with
the traditional,
okay.
Which is not necessarily about, well, it's actually not about volume at least in my case, it's not about volume at all. It was more about a kind of three-dimensional sound. Sometimes, like, if I compared my traditional guitar to the double top guitar, the double top guitar would be more, let's say it would be less dry. Like the traditional guitar was a bit more of a drier, more direct sound, and somehow the like a concentrated focused beam in a
exactly
way. And somehow the double tops that I've been making now, the sound radiates wider and kind of, it's, yeah, three-dimensional. I mean, it sounds stupid to say three-dimensional,
yeah,
but somehow it sounds more three-dimensional. And a lot of players that I've talked to that tried the guitars, they also said it's like, you know, when you hold the sustain pedal on the piano and you just, you know, you play a chord on the piano and everything just kind of rings. And that's something that I wasn't able to achieve that with solid top construction, I'm sure. They're great makers who can do that. I just wasn't able to do it. But somehow I kind of got closer to that with the double top construction.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So it's, yeah, you have find your way.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
It works for you the best. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And funny, because you spoke about the like piano pedal sustain.
Yeah.
And I think when I was reviewing your last guitar,
yeah,
I said exactly the same thing.
Oh,
I said, it's like you are pushing the pedal of the piano, and it's
okay,
like
fun.
It really feels like this. I mean, you can hear how great his guitar sounds on the microphones, but once you have the guitar in your hand and play it, you notice suddenly some different stuff, some resonates that you usually don't feel and don't hear on other guitars. Maybe we can have a look at
the new
guitar that
Absolutely.
You brought us today. I mean, okay, first of all, it's just beautiful. I don't need to talk much about that. I like also the rosette.
Ah, yes, it's the second guitar with the new rosette design.
Yeah.
I spent too many hours on trying to find something new because the previous rosette I used for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I still like it, and a lot of people commented on it and like, oh, sad to see it go, but somehow it was time for something new. I just couldn't see it anymore.
Yeah.
Just too long.
Yeah, I get it. It was time for change.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
The guitar has obviously a spruced up with a Nomex core. It's like two spruce tops.
No,
or
it's actually spruce outer layer and cedar.
Cedar.
Inner layer.
Oh, okay.
I always use a cedar for the inner layer.
There is also a wave guide.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a few words about the waveguide and
functionality? Basically, I think a lot of your viewers will know about a Tone Abos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like a further development on that. I had a bit of a problem with my guitars previous to the waveguide on the open E string, because my main air resonance was usually quite deep, quite close to E, so it was between E and F. And the open E was just sometimes
a bit too short.
A little bit boomy,
yeah.
And just not great. I mean, you want good open strings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Open strings should be nice.
Yeah.
It sucks if they're not nice.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so I could either move it up, so further away from the E upwards, but I kind of like that kind of deep resonant sound.
Mm.
Or I could move it down. And moving it down by, you know, kind of more traditional means, like making everything more flexible,
mm-hmm.
has a lot of downsides, like the trebles just won't be as crisp and won't be able to keep up with the basses again.
Yeah.
So for me, Tone Abos was an interesting idea to try. So I made different experiments with the Tone Abos, and it very easily moves the
mm-hmm.
frequency down. But the problem with the traditional Tone Abos, which is just a straight tube, is you get a lot of like turbulence on the edges when the air moves in and out.
Yeah.
And that decreases the amplitude, so the volume.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the basses get lower, or you get more fundamental content, but they also get quieter.
Okay.
And
yeah,
that's
true.
What I obviously didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost kind of scrapped the idea, and then I looked a bit into like fluid dynamics and how air moves through stuff.
Yeah.
And turns out there's lots of complex shapes that air really likes to move through.
Mm-hmm.
And so I then thought, okay, I could make a Tone Abos, but just with a different shape. And
yeah.
In physics, this kind of thing is called a waveguide. And so this is now like a double rounded inside
mm-hmm.
edge. And also on the inside of the guitar, it's also kind of cone-shaped. So there's no like sharp edges. Everything is very round.
Mm-hmm.
And so the air really likes to move in
yeah.
and out. So when I measured it afterwards, I got the resonance frequency down as I wanted, but I kept the amplitude the same. So it didn't get quiet. The basses didn't get quieter.
Okay.
Which was
mm-hmm.
then kind of the effect that I wanted. And since then, I've kept it in. So it's now a fixed thing in my instruments because I very very much like the effect.
Yeah, it's a good point, because when I play guitars with Tone Abos,
yeah.
like mostly older guitars, you feel the very deep
yes.
resonance, and they are also long. The sustain is usually very long, boom.
Yeah.
But it's quiet.
Yeah.
It's like something is missing. But in this case, the basses are still very loud. And so this is like a very, let's say, improved and advanced Tone Abos.
Yeah, you could say
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Very nice. And the guitar has an elevated fingerboard and very nice Indian rosewood back and sides. Well, then I would play a few tones on it and see how the guitar sounds.
Thank you.
I'm thinking about how can I praise this tone. It's very special, because I think the same thing happened to me if I was reviewing your guitar last time. It was like I needed like a minute to find the words to try to describe the sound. Okay, we keep it very simple. First of all, it's super well balanced. I mean, I like it when I play like three strings at the same time that I hear like one tone, so no difference in the volume of the strings. It's like one tone, like a piano. Can trust the guitar. The quality of the tone, it's not like a typical double top guitar. I mean, what is typical double top? Because many people have that idea, okay, double top sounds very nasal and artificial tone.
Which there are guitars that sound like
Yeah,
that. Yeah,
because there are
absolutely.
many double top guitars
Absolutely.
that have a nasal tone and kind of artificial tone, but this is so soft, and it has still that Spanish touch in it. Very elegant. Also, great sustain. I mean, I can clearly understand why so many concert classical guitarists want to play on this guitar. I will play more on it.
Yeah, please.
I let the guitar speak. I just. Also, the amount of different colors that I can create is very good, even with little movements in the right hand. I think this is not the right guitar for me. You know why? Because probably I wouldn't play a whole piece on it. I would sit and like. Oh, this is nice. And then it's like 1 hour just trying different
It's
tones.
great for procrastinating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow. Okay, the last piece. If I push the guitar has a lot of headroom and the tone doesn't stop at some point. It's like if you have a microphone and you scream in the microphone, at some point it's like
overexposed.
Like in photography, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, like a dynamic range of a camera.
Yeah,
if there is too much light, then it's too light and you cannot see the details.
Yeah.
But in this case, if you play louder, so the dynamic range of the guitar is very wide. Once again, congrats on this really amazing instrument. I'm also very curious, what are you hearing on the other side? I told also Denise, when I was studying in the music university in Detmold, one of the students was playing his guitars and I was sitting very far from the player, and it was a big concert hall at the music university. And when he was playing his guitar, I was hearing every tone. And it's like he was playing the guitar in front of me.
Yeah.
But we had a very long distance. So the projection of the guitar is also really good. I mean, we cannot hear it now through the microphones in this little room. But I can tell you that this is the case. So thanks again for your time.
Well, my pleasure.
It was a pleasure also for me. And I hope you enjoyed this interview. And let us know in the comments what is your impression of this guitar. I think it's not a secret anymore that I'm a huge admirer of the French guitar maker François Régis Léonard, whose guitars are, for me personally, one of the best sounding lattice braced guitars that you can find at the moment in the market. And the funny thing about him is that not so many people know him, actually. His guitars are one of the most natural sounding lattice braced guitars. And despite of the lattice braced construction, it reminds me on Daniel Friedrich guitars and on Dominic Field guitars. The guitars sound super French. They sound very smooth. They have a long sustain. They have a lot of weight and core in the sound. The sound is heavy. This guitar has the number 108 and it's brand new. It comes with a cedar top and cerakote back and sides. It looks very simple, but the sound doesn't sound simple at all. And you can hear how long I can wait on a chord because the tones are so long and the sustain is so sustainable. And as I said, I love the sound character of François Léonard's guitar because they sound very airy and very smooth. Very pleasant to the ears. ¶¶ Incredible. It's like playing a piano with the tonal qualities of a guitar. What are the tonal qualities of a guitar? For example, vibrato, which you cannot create on a piano, or a very wide dynamic range of different colors. You cannot do it on a piano, but it's possible on the guitar. But in terms of power, balance, and wide dynamic range, this is similar to a piano. Last piece. The last guitar of this week is made by the German double top guitar maker Dieter Müller, who is building double top guitars, I would say, actually since the beginning of the double top guitar making. And his guitars are also being played by professional concert classical guitarists. And this guitar is from 2017. It's in a good condition. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. We have an elevated fingerboard, and in general, it's a very lightweight guitar, and the Dieter Müller guitars sound super responsive. You barely touch the strings and the tone jumps out very fast. I think if you have the guitar in your hands and play a few notes on it, you will notice it. Well, let's play. It's a very impressive guitar. First of all, if you want to have a guitar with super long sustain and singing tones, this guitar doesn't have that. You hear that the tones are slightly shorter compared to a traditional or a lattice braced guitar, but this is not what this guitar is about. It has a super responsive sound. It's one of the most responsive sounding guitars. So if you are sitting in a concert hall with this guitar, you can be confident that also the people who are sitting very far from the stage will hear the sound very clear, because also the tone separation on this guitar is very good. It's better than many other double top guitars. Like you can follow every note. It's super powerful, it's very loud, super projective, and you have nice colors. I think it sounds actually very Spanish. Thank you. It's also a very comfortable guitar to play on. So the shape of the neck, as I said, it's made for absolutely professional classical guitarists who have to deal with a lot of complicated chord progresses and melodies and complicated pieces. A Dieter Müller guitar from 2017, and let me know your thoughts. So, these guitars were the highlights of the week. As you know, we are publishing every week several different guitars on our website, and I will review a few highlights of those guitars in the weekly guitar meeting. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you did, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel. If you didn't do that already, have a nice weekend and see you soon.